"Couldn't you come with us?" asked Sue, eating a few of the cake crumbs. "Or maybe papa," added Bunny. "If he can't, Bunker can. Bunker knows the way to the station." "And Bunker likes cake, too," Sue said. "We might give him a piece, if Aunt Lu doesn't want it." "No, no, you mustn't give away my cake like that," said Mrs. Brown. "Now, listen to me. It will be hours before Aunt Lu will get here. Then perhaps I may take you to the station to meet her. But now I must dress you right and give you your breakfast. Papa had his some time ago, as he had to go down to the bay to see about some boats. I wondered why you were getting up so early. Now put back the bread and cake and wait until I give you something to eat." A little later, rather disappointed at not being able to go off alone to meet their aunt, Bunny and Sue sat at the breakfast table. "I wish the time would hurry up and come for Aunt Lou to be here," Bunny said.
"So do I," chimed in Sue. "What fun we'll have when Aunt Lou comes!"
"Indeed we will!" Bunny exclaimed.
Bunny Brown and his sister Sue lived with their father and mother, Mr. and Mrs. Walter Brown, in the town of Bellemere. That town was on Sandport Bay, which was part of the Atlantic Ocean, and the bay was a good place to catch fish, lobsters, crabs, and other things that live in salt water. Mr. Brown was in the boat business. That is, he owned many boats, some that sailed, some that went by steam or gasoline, and some that had to be rowed with oars. These boats he hired out or rented to fishermen, and others who had to go on the bay, or even out on the ocean, when it was not too rough. Mr. Brown had a number of men to help him in his boat business, and one of the men, or rather an extra-large-size boy, was Bunker Blue, of whom Bunny and Sue were very fond. And Bunker liked the two children fully as much as they liked him. He often took them out in a boat or went on little land trips with them. Mr. and Mrs. Brown did not worry when Bunny and Sue were with Bunker. The two Brown children were good company for each other. You seldom saw Bunny without seeing Sue not far away. They played together nearly all the while, though often they would bring other children to their yard or would go to theirs to play games and have jolly times. Bunny was a boy full of fun and one who sometimes took chances of getting into mischief, just to have a good time, and Sue was not far behind him. But they never meant to do wrong, and everyone loved them. Uncle Tad lived with the Browns. He was an old soldier, rather stiff with the rheumatism at times, but still often able to take walks with the children. He was their father's uncle, but Bunny and Sue thought of Uncle Tad as more their relation than their father's.